and it's a lot of fumbling to get the microphone onto the person, because sometimes they use lanyard mics and stuff like that. And so maybe he was just cutting out the noise that you get from the mic when it was trying to be fitted on the speaker or whatever.
Or was, like, economizing tape a concern?
It was, for sure. Yeah, because they would... they usually, he also explained that they had multiple tape machines so that they could go from one reel to the next without losing anything. But yeah, they, as much as they could, they would try to get it all onto one reel. You know? So they recorded at a slow speed. You know, tape was expensive. Mm-hmm. So.
Was there anything, since you interviewed him so recently, which is amazing, was there anything that he, well, I'm sure there's lots of things, but there's something that he revealed about the reading that could allow us to visualize it, or was there something about Berrigan that he was like, oh, I remember that. He was the one who...
No, like, what I found amazing was often he wasn't even ever down in the room.
Oh, right, okay.
So someone else would do the setup,
right.
And he was just in this other room doing the recording. And he didn't listen to the readings. He was doing, like, 10 other things at the same time, because he was an AV guy, like, you know, duplicating things here and preparing stuff for someone to pick up there. So it would just be happening, and he would just be attentive enough to know when he had to turn it off.
Yeah. That's really interesting thinking, too, if we're thinking about, like, what are we listening to? Like, what was he listening to?
Yeah, exactly.
That's,
it also, like, amplifies many of ghost recordings.
Yeah.
He wasn't even there.
Yeah.